Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at movies about cities. There's a man who wants to find a city, a woman who wants to save a city, and another woman who just wants not to destroy a city. The Lost City of Zed, written and directed by James Gray. It's 1905. Percy Fawcett, played by Charlie Hunnam, is a major in His Majesty's Army, but an undecorated one. No medals because he's never been to battle. He's a modern thinker, not bogged down by religion and bigotry, and he believes in equal rights for women, like his wife, Nina, played by Sienna Miller. His father was a drinker and a gambler and brought the family's name to disrespect, so he jumps at the chance to go on an expedition to Amazonia, sponsored by the Royal Geographical Society. A skilled cartographer, he's sent there to map an uncharted river running between Bolivia and Brazil. On the ship heading to South America, he meets a dismissive man with a bushy beard and round glasses and a big hat. Turns out this is his aide-de-camp, Henry Costin, played by Robert Pattinson. They make an odd couple. Costin is dressed for the jungle while Fawcett's still in heavy European mode. But soon enough, they get along. They travel to a pop-up city in the jungle, complete with an opera house and filthy rich robber barons, fueled by the Amazon rubber boom. There, they assemble a small team to travel down the river on a raft, further than any European has ever been. A native who's a former slave, serves as his guide. And they're attacked by locals with spears and arrows. They encounter a black panthers, but they finally find the end of the line, a cliff with a waterfall, before they turn back. And there they find more evidence of a lost city. Back in London, he raises money for a second trip. And although his wife wants to go, he dismisses her as a woman and instead takes a portly millionaire named Murray as his sponsor. But this leads to more trouble. This time they encounter cannibals and go even further, but not as far as the legendary city of Zed. So can he earn the trust of his family, the confidence of the geographers, and the backing of the press, where 20 to 30 million people were following his adventures? And can they survive another trip through the jungle? Or are his explorations based on myth and fantasies? Okay, Lost City of Zed is a fascinating 2.5 hour long adventure, and it's based on real historical figures. This kind of movie is a bit out of fashion, but I enjoyed the story anyway. Charlie Hunnam is great as Fawcett, and Robert Pattinson, you may have seen him in the horrible Twilight series as a vampire. He's completely unrecognizable in this role. So if you're in the mood for what is basically some beautiful colonial trek through the jungle, this long movie is meant for you. Citizen Jane, Battle for the City, written and directed by Matt Tiernauer. Okay, it's post-war America where the car is king and freshly built houses in the suburbs are the ideal home. Jane Jacobs is a young writer living in Manhattan who publishes pieces on manhole covers and city streets for magazines like Vogue and Architectural Forum. Robert Moses is an immensely powerful urban planner and highway czar who's into building enormous parkways through cities to let people commute to their far-off homes. He subscribes to the vision of Swiss architect Le Corbusier. Cities should be viewed from an airplane, clean, pristine, devoid of pesky things like people, little shops, loiterers, and peculiar neighborhoods. Cities are old and ugly cesspools filled with cancerous slums that have to be torn down and wiped out. So Robert Moses views cities from above looking down, but Jane Jacobs, in her book, The Life and Death of Great American Cities, looks at cities at the ground level, where the people are. She loves the confusion and excitement of cities and the people who live there. Moses wants to extend Fifth Avenue in Manhattan right down through Washington Square Park, to turn into a highway that destroys Canal Street, Soho, Little Italy, and no one ever defies his grand plans until Jane Jacobs. He dismisses her as a housewife, but she's the one responsible for a new wave of urban landscapes and city planning. She saves Greenwich Village from destruction, and as well as southern Manhattan, and she changes people's views about what a city should look like and feel like. This is a superb documentary that chronicles specifically Jane Jacobs' battle with Robert Moses. She later moved to Toronto and saved us from the Spadina Expressway, but this movie just deals with the New York story. Nonetheless, it's a very interesting, I could say essential, documentary for urban planning. Colossal, written and directed by Nacho Vigalondo. Gloria, played by Anne Hathaway, has it made an English boyfriend with a beautiful apartment, lots of cool hipster friends who show her the high life. She's loose with a bottle and free with the pills. And after an especial horrific night, her boyfriend gives her the boot until she dries out. So Gloria ends up relocating to her childhood home in a small town. She's taken under the wing by Oscar, played by Jason Sudeikis, who's a local entrepreneur who gives her a job at his Roadhouse bar. Turns out he had a crush on her as a kid, and he wants to renew their friendship. She takes the job but turns down his sexual advances, and though completely depressed and lonely, she gradually adjusts to the slow-paced rhythm of life in a small town. She works at the bar till late, shares drinks with her new friends, and she wakes up the next morning each time in a park bench feeling like hell warmed over. Okay, meanwhile, on the other side of the globe, a giant monster, yup, is trampling through Seoul, Korea, toppling buildings and terrorizing the populace. And Gloria notices something strange. The monster only appears in Seoul when she's passing out drunk in a park in her small town. The colossal she sees on the news seems to share her nervous tics and habits, like scratching her head with one hand. So what is the connection here? Okay, Colossal is a truly unique film that doesn't fall easily into any genre. Starts out like a sophisticated chick flick, or a recovery movie, but it's also a disaster and a monster movie, a comedy and a social drama all combined. The Korean parts of the movie is superficial, with locals mainly there just to get stepped on. But Colossal as a movie is a very weird and unpredictable and quite entertaining and surprising movie, like none you've ever seen before. Citizen Jane, Battle for the City, The Lost City of Zed, and Colossal are all opening today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.